Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechtas Yumin Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. Discussing the din of Shiluach L'Sila Azazel, the Gemara brings the Maisa Taner Abanan Ish L'Hakshir Es Azar. Ish to tell you that Azar is Kasher, Iti Shem Azumin, that he should be prepared, he should be Muchen Me'esmo, Rashi says, and Iti Afilu B'Shamis, Iti Afilu B'Tuma. That's the Gemara's four Joshes. Ish to tell you Azar, Iti to tell Yesi Mezumin, and Iti tells you B'Shamis and B'Tumah. Now the Mishnah says, a kol k'shem l'richay, el sh'asa kainim k'va, the kainim made a rule that you need a kain to do it. L'yemnichem es Yisrael l'hilichay. Then the Mishnah says, Amr Abesi, ma'isav alicha arsul av Yisrael haya. They said there was a time, a man named Arsul abroad, and he was Yisrael. The Siachisuk explains, Abesi is not a ma'isav lister, Abesi fakaret, he's a green. He's bringing a raya that Yisrael is mutter. That says he's bonded. We always have a kain. That was because of a rule. Because one time they brought Arsul, it was Yisrael. That shows you that Yisrael is kasher. If it was Yisrael's pasul, then everyone would be able to have Yisrael. If Yisrael is kasher, it's just they made a kavah, so then there could be exceptions to the rule. That's why Arsul brought it. That's their basis shtems. Now the other drasha, iti afilu b'shamis, iti afilu b'tumah. So Rashi says, iti afilu b'shamis in my hilchasa. What's the halacha? In other words, what chil shamis is going on over here? Which is a little bit shver. What was the Gemara's kasha? Why don't you say the chil shamis was that it's being thrown off the cliff and there's it's a shamis of sheichet. So the achrayim, like we're going to speak about the shayegs aryeh and simanayin, the neid b'yuda, the achayim tiyanisim avav, which going to mention, they say in Lord that it's the Gemara's mashav v'shilach oisib b'yadish iti if the shluch itself, even before the tchil l'tzuk, is deich ha-shamis. They want to know in the shluch itself, what iser is there for chil ha-shamis. So if Sheisha says, ma'yichayla makiva al-tzefai, if the sila azelza was sick and can't walk, he could put it on his shoulders, and the Gemara says, is that calling him nasin? He says, that's my, no, because if he can't walk, then everyone agrees that yichayiv. And then the Gemara says, Amar Afram Zeis Nemeris, Eriv Eitzal HaShabbos, is the Isser Eitzal HaShabbos, Vein Eriv Eitzal Yom Kippur. But there's no Isser Eitzal Yom Kippur. The Ritva speaks out, that why shouldn't there be an Isser Eitzal Yom Kippur? Ayat says, like Sasa Malacha. Teretz is, from the Pasuk of Sasa Malacha, you would know Eitzal. You need Exeris Sakas of Eitzal, the Rishayim say in the beginning of Shabbos, the Malacha Gurua, it's really not, really doesn't, not much of a Malacha. What's the difference if you bring it from Shisliyachat to Shisliyachat to Shisliyachat to Shisliyachat? That's how Tosis puts it. Their man puts it in the beginning of Shabbos, because if you could carry something all day inside of Shisliyachat, you carry the most heaviest loads, and it's not a malacha, and you carry just one feather from Shisliyachat to Shabbos, it is a malacha. It's a serious cost if you learn it out from Ishish al Yaviwaid Malacha Malachas HaKadosh, or al Yetzi Ishim Kaima, which you learn out from al Yetzi. So maybe it's Dafka Din and Shabbos, not in Yom Kippur. Now Rashi says that, what does it mean, the Mai Hilchasa? Rashi says, Ma Chul Shabbos Yei Shutzuch HaTirei, Im Yishim Tchumim, if it was that they're going out of the Tchum, they're Rabbanan Ma'almanin, Tchumim's the Rabbanan, Shagoz Ulei Macha Ma'an Teger. So there's a Kasha, that the Rishayim already asked this Kasha. The Rif at the end of the first parak of Erevin has a Shittim that the Tchumim of Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. Tchumim of Alpayim Am is the Rabbanan. Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. And the Rambam was also waits. The Rambam in the Shabbos, Perich of Zion, Alach Aleph, and the Smag goes that way. Kam Rishayim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Smag, Rav Rishayim, well, not the way the Taisus and the Rosh and Erevin and the Baal Amor and the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, they all hold that no, that Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is also the Rabban. And they bring a lot of Raisa in the Gemara that there is no Din Tchumen the Raisa according to Gemara. This is one of them. The Gemara, the Raya is, what's the Gemara asking Shabbos Mahil Chasab? And the Gemara has to say a case that if it's sick, then you could makive al ksefai. Why don't you say it's going out of Yud Beis Mil? There's really a Mishnah later. According to Rav Meir, it's going out of Yud Beis Mil. But even if it's not going out of Yud Beis Mil, the pshat is you need a pasuk to tell you in case the cliff is more than Yud Beis Mil away. We don't know exactly where it is. It could go more than Yud Beis Mil. Yeah, I mean it's a tchumen. As I affection the Rishayim, the Ramban, and the Rajba in Erevin, that one of the Rayas they bring that according to the Shas Bavli, there is no Tchum in the Raisa. So it's the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Ayin and the Neid Behudan Archayim, Tanyan Sim Mevav, Shneim Kivnul Adav Recha. They're both Mechad and Mamish, the same Shtikotayr. that Adarabba, for me, is a raya to the Rif and the Rambam. And it goes like this. Taisus say Amar Rafman brings the Gemara increases. The Gemara increases after Dalit says, how the Rafman bedusihi? Why? Because he wants to say Ein Erev Vitzali Emikipurim. And the Chari, why is he saying Ein Erev Vitzali Emikipurim? Because if on Yom Kippur it's Aser, so you need a pasuk for Yom Kippur. Elamai you see on Yom Kippur it's Mutter. So Mele Shabbos is Mutter. Elamai you must be carrying his Mutter on Yom Kippur. So Mele you have no right. You need a pasuk telling you that carrying his Mutter on Shabbos. As I, that's what Rafim said. So the Gemara increases that Fidal says how the Rafim Bedusahi. Because it's Sir Mishleach is different because of Sheir B'Yom Kippur and Mekach. In other words, even if we know it's Deicha Yom Kippur, and let's say carrying Yom Kippur is Mutter for the point of the Sir Mishleach, but that's because it's a Sheir B'Kach. When the Torah said that you bring a Sir Mishleach Yom Kippur, Memele the Torah is being Deicha Yom Kippur. When you add a new Isser, which is not a Sheir B'Kach like Shabbos, Mechadeis already. So, have no raya that there's no Din Aitzah on Yom Kippur. It's just that there couldn't be an Isser on Yom Kippur, because of Sheir B'Kach. You always do the Sir Mishleach on Yom Kippur. And that wouldn't tell you that it's Deicha Shabbos. You would say Yom Kippur is Nidli Dachis because it's Sheir B'Kach. But that won't be a Raya for Shabbos. So that's what it says. So how did Raphram Medusahi? So why did Agamara say? Agamara says Raphram, and it stays that way. I'm a Raphram, Zaysimaris, Erev Itzal Shabbos, Erev Itzal Yom Kippur. How come the Gemara in Kriisa says that Raphram is a mistake, and the Gemara in Yuma, Bim Kaima, doesn't say it? So Taisus in Kriisa says, Regilusu, the Divrei Torah Nivim Kaim Vashir Makam Acher. He brings a Maim Chazal, Divrei Torah Nivim Kaimam Vashir Makam Acher. Sometimes it's a Regilus, the Divrei Torah, it doesn't, in the place where it is, it doesn't explain it so well. Someplace else, you'll find out what it really means. So here it doesn't go into Rapham, it leaves it, and there it has the Kasha. And Shagasai is very bothered by that. He says, Ami Yitin Shayimayim Lenev Vesena Fila Makam Echad. I would wish that the Rishayim would show me even one place that the Gemara would bring an Amor in one place for Stam. Here, the Gemara brings it and doesn't say anything, Stam, and it stays. And there, the Gemara is Mamish Matka B'Shtei Yadayim. And not only that, here's the real place. Here's Yuma. Here's the place where we're discussing it. There was just put in there, Chagav. And there it says in the night here. So the Shagasai and the Neid of Yudah, they both say the same Shtikal Torah. They say there's a big difference between our Gemara and that Gemara. Our Gemara brought Rav Sheshes, and that Gemara did not. That Gemara just stam says, Iti afilu b'shamis, zayish semeris, eiv etzol shamis, ein eiv etzol yom kippur. The other Gemara says, Aksheir b'kach. But our Gemara brought Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is the one that says, Shema yichel mekiva al kseifai. From Rav Sheshes, there's a raya. From the Braisha, there's no raya. From Rav Sheshes, there's a raya. Because like we said, Mechayer, what's the Gemara asking on my Hilchasa? What about Yud Beis Mil? Yud Beis Mil is their Isa. So you need a Pasuk to tell you that there's no Issa of Yud Beis Mil. The Teretz is, because Rav Sheshes held, there's no Sarevak Sheyer B'Kach. Because if the Pasuk is needed for a case, which is the Yitzim and a Klal, when it becomes sick, that you can't say Sheyer B'Kach. It's not Sheyer B'Kach. It's not always that Itza is Mutter. Usually there's no Itza. Usually it works. In one case, we got sick and you have to carry it. That's not a Sheir B'Kach. So then you need a Pasuk that on Shabbos it's Mutter. But why can't we say that it means Yud Beis Mil? The Teretz is, because Rav Sheshes didn't hold the Sarev of Sheir B'Kach. Rav Sheshes held there's no Sarev of Sheir B'Kach. So you can't tell me you need a Pasuk to be Mata Yud Beis Mil, because every Yom Kippur is a problem with Yud Beis Mil. And it's Mutter. So, now that you're going to have Shabbos also, it doesn't add anything. It already was matir isut kum for Yom Kippur. Avada, that would mean it's matir isut kum for Shabbos. So what's the case? The case must be Haitzah. And Haitzah is only in the mikvah of Yetzim Naklal, but sick. So now we have a kasha. So in the mikvah of Yetzim Naklal, but got sick, why do you have to say Zdecha Shabbos? Let it bring a pasuk as Zdecha Yom Kippur in that case. So Raphim said, I see from there that there is no Haitzah in Yom Kippur. So Mela, there's no case where there's a Yetzim and a Klal, you have to add a new Malach on Yom Kippur, because getting sick is not a Malach on Yom Kippur. Getting sick is not a Malach on Shabbos. So Mela, Ita Afilu B'Shabbos tells you that there's a Tchiyah Shabbos. I want to need a Pasuk Tchiyah Shabbos, Tepik Leish, have a Pasuk for Tchiyah Yom Kippur. There is no Issa Haitzah on Yom Kippur. The Gemara increases, Raphim was trying to learn out from the Braisa. So the Gemara is arguing on Raphim. The Gemara there says, you're learning out from a Braisa, that the Braisa could only mean Aitzah, which is also on Shabbos and Mudim Kip, but no, the Braisa means Tchumen. And by Tchumen Gufa, you can't bring a Raphim in Kip because it's a Ksheir B'kach. So don't tell me Tchumen I anyway know is Mutar and Yom Kippur. No, Yom Kippur is a Ksheir B'kach, so it can mean Tchumen. But why did Rav Sheshe say it means Tchumen? Because the Sheshe is holding the Sefer Ksheir B'kach. Otherwise you would have said it means Tchumen. So that's why he says it's a case of Chola. And Chola, there is no Ksheir B'kach. So Oyev Ezoi, so Chola, we need a Pasuk for Yom Kippur. On that, Raphim said, is it right? And if it's only Yom Kippur, that's the shtickle from the Shagas Ayin and from the Neid Biyud. They're both mechanim to the same thing. Now, L'chari, you could have said this Svara without bringing a Raya to the Rif of Yud Beis Mildar Aisi. You could have said this Svara, and they mentioned this, that without Rav Sheshes, you would have said that maybe the Heter is, you would have said that maybe the Pshat is throwing it off the cliff. That on Yom Kippur it's a Ksheir B'kach, and on Shabbos we need a Pasuk. And again, Rav Sheshes doesn't hold the Ksheir B'kach, so that's why Rav Sheshes couldn't say throwing it off the cliff, because that I already know is Mutter and Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur and Shabbos is the same. So I have to find a case of Eitzah, which I don't know that will be on Yom Kippur that it's Mutter, because it's only a case of Chala. And then why don't we need a Pasuk for Yom Kippur? Terry says it must be, because any of it's Yom Kippur. But the Gemara increases, could have said, Iti Yifil B'Shabbos is telling you that you could kill it on Shabbos. And why can't you learn that from the fact you kill Yom Kippur? Because of Ksheir B'kach, like the Gemara says. So, but the Achrayim, like we mentioned before, the Shag Sayyid, and they do the hell, it's not a Mamash Arayi, because V'shilach v'ed ishti is mashma neshimuach already is derech Hashabbos, even before you get to the throwing it off the cliff. Now the interesting thing is that the Teis Hashanim also suggests this teretz, but he doesn't like it so much. He says it differently. He doesn't hold the Tchumen Yivid Beis Mil, but he suggests the teretz of Tchumen Dereisa. There is a Tana of Tchumen Dereisa, so he suggests the teretz of Tchumen Dereisa. The thing is that what the Achroinim Naman, both in the Debuta and the Shagis Ayei, that to go and say that the Gemara here doesn't ask any kasha and Raphim, doesn't say about the Raphim Bedusi, and that's from Kaimai. And the Gemara there increases, says Hadar Raphim Bedusi, he doesn't like it, and they all there was a Deichik, and Taisu Shanim holds like Taisu, it's not such a Deichik, Mashakitzakan, Erech Shom, Divitai, Nim Kaim, Nishim Makamacher. He held that the Deichik was to go and say that Raphim said the same thing, and here Raphim said it on Rav Sheshes. And there, Raphim saying it on the Braisa. It's not. It's one Memra. He said the same Memra, the same Lashon. One of them, he meant a Raya from Rav Sheshes, and that the Gemara was a good Raya. It's a Raya from Rav Sheshes. And there he meant the Raya from the Braisa, and that the Gemara was not a good Raya. Then he held it as a big Deifik. Interesting. Also, another Ara is that the Pshan is based on the idea that even though Tchumen would apply to Yom Kippur, Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, but Erev and Eitzah wouldn't apply. In Svara, I wouldn't say that so easily. L'chaira, what's the Chakira if there's a din Eitzah by Yom Kippur? The Chakira is, do we say it is a blanket rule? Since by Yom Kippur it says, Kamalach HaLeisatsu, whenever we look at Hilchah Shabbos, whatever is also in Hilchah Shabbos, that's what's also in Yom Kippur. Tchumen's also by Shabbos, Avad is also by Yom Kippur. Or do we say no? If there's Halacha in Shabbos, it doesn't necessarily apply to Yom Kippur. Malacha is Malacha of the Lamites Malachas, the ones that did in the Mishkan, that applies to Yom Kippur. But if we say Itzah doesn't apply, what's the Pshat? We said over the Ritva, because Itzah we wouldn't know from Malacha alone. Even though Itzah the Mais is a Malacha, but we wouldn't know from Malacha alone. We need a Pasuk to tell it to you. The Pasuk's only by Shabbos. So Kalshkin Tchumen, Tchumen is also a Pasuk by Shabbos. And it's not even a Malacha, even Achta Pasuk. So Kalshkin, you would say that it shouldn't apply to Yom Kippur. To go and say, this shtickle is gebayt on the Yud Beis Mil would apply to Yom Kippur, but Eitzah would not. L'chari, it's fair to say that. Shagzayat, so is necessary to this. Necessary to this problem with this shtickle Torah. Because I saw in the Divrei Yecheskel that he says, a yisha for the Rif, that even if Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, but all it is a lav. There's no assay of Shabbos in by Yud Beis Mil, certainly not a Kares, but there wouldn't even be an assay of Shabbos. So that's what he wants to say. You need a pasuk to be derech Shabbos if it's al kaponim and asay v'leis asay. So you have an ena say derech leis asay, so you have a pasuk to be derech Shabbos. But if all it is alav, you don't need a pasuk to be derech Shabbos. Asay derech leis asay. So memela, That's why you can't say you need the pasuk for Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil will be the pasuk that I say the chalais to say. That's why it wouldn't be derech Hashemis. That's the divrei Yecheskel's teretz to the kasha and the riff. Again, we have a kasha and the riff. The Yishayim asks his kasha. Then why the Gemara say Yud Beis Mil? So we have the teretz of the Shai Gisayi and the Nei de Behuda, that the Gemara here didn't want to say Yud Beis Mil because the Gemara didn't hold it as right of Akshayat Bekak. So Yud Beis Mil, anyway, we know it's mutter because on Yom Kippur it's mutter. So that's why we can't say we need a pasuk to tell Yud Beis Mil. In Yom Kippur Yud Beis Mil is mutter because this Gemara doesn't hold this right of Akshayat Bekak. That's Berech the teretz. And other Abba, the Pshat in the Gemara in Krisus that says Akshayat Bekak, Chola wouldn't be Akshayat Bekak. The Pshat is there must be another malach according to that Gemara that would apply to Yom Kippur and wouldn't apply to Shabbos because of Sheyeh B'kach Adarab, but that's a Ryan that it's Yud Beis Mil. Like we said, it's not Mamish Ryan because it's Yosef Litzuk, but that's what they're saying. To answer the Kasha, the answer to Kasha is because Yud Beis Mil, anyway, you have Yud Beis Mil on Yom Kippur. And that's the Aram saying, if it's saw is not us in Yom Kippur, Lachar Yud Beis Mil Kolshkin should be us in Yom Kippur. But the Divya Cheskel saying it here, it's Yud Beis Mil is Osir, but there, since it's only in Issa Lav, you'd say the Chalais to say. You need a Chil Shabbos, which has an Asay Vilais to say, when Asay Elois to say Sheish Bekaris, that's where you need the Pasuk. Now the Gemara also says, Eat the Afilu Betumma. The Gemara says, Eat the Afilu Betumma Lamai Hilchasa. Amrav Sheish is Laim Lokshim Nitma, Mishalcha, Inichlas Emil Azara Mishalcha. If let's say the guy who was Mucham Esmol is Tami, so he's allowed to walk into the Azara Betumma and be Mishalcha. That's in life from Eat the Afilu Betumma. So there's a sheet in the Kavetzis in Krisus Daf Yudalon and Aleph, it's in Mashmatis, Eishid Beis, that says like this. He says, the Girsus Marizal Mefarish Berkshne Seirin Ma'iti Tamei Nichlas Lazar Leitziyai. Nechitei Melami Ikanis Yevi Leim Bechutz. Why should he walk into the Azar? Why don't you just bring it out? It sounds like there's no good reason for this Tchiyah. Why do you have to walk into, why would the Iti have to walk into the Azar? Bring it out of the Azar to where he is. V'shem HaKeven Iksiv Yom Adchai Lefnei Hashem. Since it says Yom Chai Lefnei Hashem, so it has to, Ish Iti has to be Lefnei Hashem. In order for the Iti to work, he has to be in Nazar. He has to go into Nazar. But then he says another interesting thing. That Iti Afilu Betuma, according to this pshat, is not saying go into that zara. It's saying that even if he's tamei, he could do the shiluach. So it sounds to me, and I saw this in the Dvar of Ram and Simon Ches Eishid Beis, that the second teretz holds he doesn't walk into that zara. And even though the Gemara says clearly shenid mashalcha nichlas imal azara mashalchay, but I think that's what he meant at the beginning when he said girsas marizal. There's two girsas. There's a girsa that's not nichlas imal azara, and it's just shemnit b'mishalchay. It's mishalech, and the pasuk is just telling you that a tamei is kashal l'shiluach. Just like you need a pasuk to yimat the zaris, who would need a pasuk to yimat the tamei? I saw the Dvar Ram in Simchas Seif Eisid Beis also nemzon that according to the second pshat he can't go into the zar. According to the first pshat, there's some zaris akasev that in order to mishlech and he has to be lefnei Hashem, and according to the second pshat, he can't go into the zar. Iti afilu b'tum is teaching you that it's Deich Tumah, that there's no psul tamei. The Milchas Ram mentions, because it's a little bit schwer, if a Zor is kosher, Mechat Teisa Tamei should be pasul. Where do you find such a thing? L'chaya, if it's an Avodah, like the Gemara says, one in the pasul Timat the Zor, you would think a Barak Sivu Beis, it would be an Avodah. The Gemara says, it's not an Avodah. If it's not an Avodah, so it doesn't absolutely Avodah. So Mechat Teisa, there'd be a psul tamei. You don't find, where there's no Din Kunam, you don't find so often that there's a din tamei, but the Mechaz Ram says by Bama you have such a thing. A zar, there's no din kuna by Bama, kapana by Bama's yachid, there's no din kuna. When there's a hat to Bama's, there's a din avaydi, you bring kabanas, a'il ashlamim, and a zar could do it. It's the Mishnah in Zvachim, the Afkufi Gimel Min Aleph, the end of Zvachim, says that. But even so, a tamei is possible by Bama. As I state, the Ramam Vesh Mishnah is there, and really it's a Gemara. The Gemara earlier in Zvachim, the Afte Zayinim and Aleph, is mavur that tamei is possible b'bama, but a zar is kasher. So you see, there's such a musig. There's a psul zar and a psul tamei, two different psulim. So once you have a pasuk be married b'zar, you don't yet know what to marry b'tamei. You need another pasuk to marry b'tamei. But pashtus the gemara means you can go into that zar, like the gemara. Our gears to the gemara. Shemim mishalcha nichzamei lazar mishalchay, and the kasher is wanting to bring it out of that zar. So the Teretz is like the Shita says, it must be Xeris Akasiv, then he has to go into the Azar, otherwise not a Kiyam of the Shiluach. It says, the Sefer Gachleish, that was written in the time of Reb Chaim Briska, has a scholar from Reb Chaim Briska, and he asks Akasha, we find in the beginning of the Masechta, right, that Shivas Yam Kanye Mikmum Efreshin Kayagal Abbasil Ishkas Vajjins, then preaching Shivas Yamim, and you have another Kohen Gadol ready to take over Shem Yilei Psul if he becomes Tamei. Now when he becomes Tamei, the other Kohen takes over, even though the other Kohen didn't have Prisha Shivas Yamin. The other Kohen did not have Prisha Shivas Yamin, he still takes over. Why don't we say the Kohen Gadol should do it? We know that Tumah is Hutcha Mitzibah, right? The Avayrishim Krim is Deicha Tumah. Teretz is, if you have an Eitzah, you have a Kohen Gadol, it's only Tchuyah. You have an Eitzah, so the Torah does it. But the Shaila is, but you're missing Prisha Shivas Yamin. The Teretz says, it's not good enough to be Matcha Tumah. So here, it says, Klar Chol HaMashalcha, Mashalcha B'Yanacha. That's what the Gemara says. If the Ish Iti is sick, so send him to someone else. So you really could do that Veda with someone else. You'll be missing the Mile of Mezumin. So how come by the Kohen Gadol, when he becomes Tamei, you do that Veda with someone else? Are you going to be missing the Mile of Prisha Shivas Yamin? You say, no, Tumah is only Hilcha B'Tzibah. Here, the Ish Iti becomes Tamei, and you don't give it to someone else. You let him go into that Zara. Why? What's the difference in Maila of Prisha Shivas Yamim, where there we say that we're willing to forego it in order to have done Batara, and the Maila of Mezumin by Ish Iti, where there we say no. Even if it's going to be Betumah, we're going to do the Maila of Ish Iti. It's not necessary for Shiluach. We get someone else over the Shiluach. If he was sick, Mashiach would be an Acher. So he says, he asks his Kasha to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and Reb Chaim first answered him that when the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei, there's two Isurim. There's an Isur of Kinsa L'Azara, but there's also another Isur of Veda B'Tumah. When the Ish Iti becomes Tamei, it's only one Isur of Kinsa B'Azara. So when you're dealing with one Isur of Kinsa B'Azara, so that, matcha, even for a Maila of Ish Iti of Mezumin, Mashiachim dealing with two Isurim, both the Isur of Kinsa L'Azara and the Isur of Veda B'Tumah, then we're not matter it, even for the Maila of Prisha Shivas Yamin. So the Gach Laish asked from the Gemara in Zvachim, that from the days is no chilti two isur and one isur. So Reb Chaim told him, when he came back to Reb Chaim with his kash, Reb Chaim told him, Avayda betum is a psula guf and it's more chamer. Kinsa bazar is an isur, but Avayda betum is a psula is more chamer. So the Milchas Ram brings this down, and he says, I'll explain to you what he meant. And Mustami meant this way the first time also. Kinsa bazar is an aveir, it's an isur. But that's mutl, it's erich aveir shem kippur. Who within its mutl serach the maila of iti of mezumin? Mashenkin doing avayda betumah is more than an aveira. Doing avayda betumah is a chsarin in avayda. It's a psul avayda. Yeah, the psul is nitchir. It's an override. So maila lemaisa it's kasher, but there is a chsarin in them. For tzibur it's kasher, but it's tchliy betzibur. There is a chsarin. So maila we're dealing with just an isser of going into the azara betumah. So when it comes to avayda shem kippurim. It's nitcha the issa of tumah, even for the mile of iti. But when the tumah is going to be done with the when the avodah is going to be done with the psul tumah, so that we have a choice if we're just going to be if we're going to give up on the din of prisha shivas yamim, so we shouldn't have the psul tumah. Chai richtig svara. The Milchas Ram himself says another svara. It's not Reb Chaim's svara, it's his own svara. That prisha shivas yamim is a mitzvah, but it's not a din in the avodah. So in case the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei, and you need a Kohen Gadol at Star, even though with the Evid, a Kohen Gadol Tamei, it works, but you have a Kohen Gadol at Star, so you'll be missing the Mitzvah Prisha Shivas Yam. You're an Einus on the Mitzvah Prisha Shivas Yam for the second Kohen. That's okay. But Iti is a mile in the Etzem Avodah. For a mile in the Etzem Avodah is Deicha Tumah. Stand for a Mitzvah, so you try to do the Mitzvah. He said, you mafresh the Kohen Gadol, now he became Tamei, the second Kohen Gadol is too late, you don't have 7 days to do the Mitzvah, fine. So you'll miss the Mitzvah. But the avayd is not any better. Here, the avayd is a different avayd than when it's done with the shiti. So that's deicha tumah. That's what he wants to say. But Reb Chaim Shtickle, the way he's explaining it, is that if we're dealing with a psul is a b'di'evid. So you can give up and preach your shiva for a psul. If you're dealing with an isser, this is not a b'di'evid. This is nitcha. So even for the mile of ishiti, the isser tumah will be nitcha. Now, nacha Shtickle. The Gemara goes further. Dachva v'leimeis yored achmi v'sendu. The Gemara put a question to Asher Belezer. The Chum said, let's say you pushed it and it didn't die. You go out and you go down after it and kill it. Now what's his din? You pushed it down the cliff, it didn't die, you have to go after it and kill it. So Dvar Avram, he has a whole shtickle on Siyam Shlech, it's in Chelik Beis Siman Ches, and Eis Gimel, he says, I see from here that the mitzvah of Shiluach Siyam Shlech is to kill it. Because if not, why would he go after it and kill it? If the mitzvah is time to push it off the cliff and the Melech dies, but there's no mitzvah to kill it, so then you wouldn't go after it and kill it. Because it's Yitzchil Shabbos, it's Yitzchil Yom, it's Yitzchil Yom Kippurim. So the Teres Kainim really says it. Teres Kainim says, Shilach Eis, Shiluach HaLamisa. Yomad Chai tells you the Yoman is Chai, but the Shiluach is Lamisa. So you see from the Eskainim, you dash from the Pasuk, you have to kill it. Shalom Yosef says, Yomad Chai tells you Sha'asad Lomas. And it brings the Rai from the Bavli, even though it's a Tereskainim, Shalom, that since the Bavli says you have to go out and kill it, Vaisthei says the din to kill the Sahir. You don't just throw it off the cliff and the Mela dies. The din to kill it. Now, in Eis Tess, he asked the Kasha, but what's the mile of killing it if it didn't die? In Chayyid, there's no stamitzu to kill it. It's not two separate dinim, he says. It's not mistamitzu to say it's two dinim. It's a din to throw it off a cliff, it's another din to kill it. In Chayyid, the din is, this is the eif and how to kill it. You throw it off the cliff, and that's how you kill it. Now, if it didn't die that way, in Chayyid, you should have to bring it back up to the cliff and try again to throw it off the cliff and kill it. What's the mile of going and killing it? The Adayim. So he says, the Teretz is like this. The Teretz says, the mitzvah to kill it doesn't mean that it should die. Because that's not up to you. That's up to Hashem if it dies. The mitzvah to kill it is to do a mitzvah of killing it. You know, he starts to something with Yibam. I want to start to the Igris Meshav by Priyav Rivya. He says, the mitzvah of Priyav is not having the child, because it's not up to you to have the child. The mitzvah of Priyav is the mitzvah bia, the attempt to have the child. Same thing here. The mitzvah of Seyma Shalech is throwing it off the cliff to kill it. Doing the ma'aseh to kill it. But the dying is not a chelek in the mitzvah, it's not up to you. So what's the pshat that you go down and you kill it? What's the mitzvah? Teretz says, that's shari mitzvah. That's kind of like a shari mitzvah. It's like evarim u'pudarim, where even though it's not ma'akev, but you burn it. The word is, it's supposed to be dead. You're supposed to kill it, you're throwing it off the cliff. If it didn't die, you're throwing it off the cliff, there's still a mitzvah for it to be dead, which you can mekayim afterwards. But the thought of the cliff again is no point. You already did. And you did it to kill it. It didn't die. But there's a maila. It's not a chiv. But there's a maila if it dies. And for that maila also, Shabbos Yom Kippur is nidcha. But if there was no mitzvah for it to be dead, then around there would be no din to kill it. The mitzvah is not stop throwing it off the cliff. The mitzvah is to kill it throwing off the cliff. But you don't need the dying for the kiyam, because the kiyam is just doing the maisa to kill it. But the maisa, but when you actually kill it, that's the Shiori Mitzvah, which is also the Dechim Kippur. That's the Shtekah from the Dvar Avram.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.